Well, Sharon, hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Yeah, I've sort of got a big bugbear with DVA as well. My son's 45, Afghanistan twice. He's now battling mental illness. We've been since January trying to get him into facility, which we have done now, with no help from DVA.
So you've had to do it yourself?
Pretty much. And his wife and three little boys.
That's just dreadful. What did DVA, was DVA a hindrance or just didn't do anything?
Didn't do much, but the hoops you had to jump through, you had to get another certificate from another doctor, you had to travel to a doctor, they provided taxis for him to get to places, but because he was a suicide risk, someone had to be with him all the time. And there was just no empathy, and his poor little wife's battling. You know, he's not going to be any good for at least 12 months, and she's got to work full-time and support three little boys. You know, I rang Legacy, I rang so many people. It's just frustrating.
Oh, it must be shocking, Sharon. I mean, this is your boy, you know, joins the military, serves in Afghanistan twice, not once.
And
we turn our back on him.
Well, you know, we prayed that we got him home safe, never thinking that 10 years later he'd want to take his own life, you know.
And you say that you have got help now?
He's in a facility which is 2 hours away from his wife and kids. They can only get down on a Sunday to see him. We're seven hours away from him. But, you know, Steve, my husband's Vietnam vet. My brother died, 52, Vietnam vet, war-related. Second World War, my dad died, 38, war-related. You know, like, they have never been cared for.
The reason I have so much passion about this is I had an uncle who went to Tobruk, World War II, came back, they sent him to New Guinea, came back, never worked a day in his life, ended up being addicted to alcohol, in and out of mental institutions, no help. Lost his life by falling asleep in a chair with a cigarette and burning his house down.
Yeah, my dad was about at Brooke, and they were taking him to a mental institute at 38, and he had a heart attack in the ambulance and died. You know, we were only little kids then. But we're going through it again now with my grandchildren. The history of it is just so poor.
But how do they sit on their arse in Canberra and let something like this happen?
I have no idea. And no one knew. We didn't know who to turn to. The hospital system, you know, they sent him home. Each time he had an episode, he just was sent home again. And she had to be frightened that he was going to drink and drive with the kids, you know, with the car. It was just, and it's still not good. We, you know, he's going to get there eventually, but, you know, it's just scarred everybody. It's changed our lives forever.
It's awful. Sharon.
Three little boys, you know, God almighty.
Sharon, Canberra will hear this call. Let's hope it has some impact. Thanks for being brave enough to call.
Thanks, Steve.
Good on you. There you go. That example from Sharon is not an uncommon one. This guy serves two terms in Afghanistan, comes back, has a mental problem. His family suffers, both his mother and now his wife and now his little children. Listen to the words of that woman, Sharon. That is what is happening around the country. We pour billions, not millions, into the DVA, and they can't get off their backside to help people like that? Really? Shake your head sometimes.